But I think it's important though, like when you do have these like
distractions,
you know, life these life moments, regardless of what it is, to try and really not take your phone out and like just take it all in. And like I like the whole thing. Like I read a lot of stuff about Buddhism. Not that I'm that. I just find it incredibly interesting.
There's a lot of wisdom in Buddhism.
Yeah, like being present and like, you know, that how like just everything about time and stuff. And like, do you think you're going to be on your deathbed? Like, oh, I wish I was on Facebook right now. Yeah, you know, right? Like you want to be around the people you love. Like that's it.
Yeah. I think this is a perfect transition to kind of tie into like faith and stuff, because you have an understanding of different religions,
yeah,
an understanding of faith and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not an expert, but I try to do as much research as possible. None of us are, right?
We're still learning, yeah. Students. But to even like go back to what we were talking about is just a simple example of David and Goliath, right? Like for example, when David was faced with Goliath, he didn't have to say, "Oh well, God, but I need steroids to beat these guys and stuff." He had faith, and he had that Holy Spirit that he was like, I can take on him. And guess what? With one stone, with one swing, he put him down.
So I was just reading.
I think,
you know that, right?
You were just reading that too?
I just read that chapter, yep.
Hold on. So, after you're done, yeah, I guess you can say this.
This is just a story that shows, one, you know, the God-given power and God-given strength to be able to overcome these challenges. But at the same time, I think it also shows that sometimes we rely on the things that are... that we think is good for us, but in reality, it brings us to destruction, such as steroids and all these kind of stuff. And people are looking for shortcuts. People want to do things quick, but they don't want to look for the ways that are actually optimal long-term, but it takes effort to look into these stuff, you know?
Yes, yeah, the next viral video is going to be like, was David natty or not? Like, you know, like...
David Goggins?
David and Goliath.
What
I was going to go with that is real
maybe
quick.
He was injecting
stuff. Do you guys know the other story about King David in the Bible?
Which one?
The one about him and his, I think it was like one of his top lieutenants and the his army.
No, tell us about it.
So after all this happens, he becomes King David.
Yeah.
And he's...
And he was very young too, dude. He was
So 18, this is the part that they don't tell you in Catholic school, but it's a great story. So David, all this stuff happens. He's one of his top lieutenants in his army. He sees his wife showering one day or bathing. So he ends up having sex with her. And then they're having an illegitimate child. And then so David doesn't have to deal with it. He sends that guy to the front lines and has him die on the battlefield so he could be with his wife now that he had a bastard child with his wife.
Ooh. Wait, I think it was the different girl. He just he lusted after her, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And that
it wasn't
was,
his wife. It was some. It belonged to a different guy.
But where I'm going with this is it's a very like it makes you. It's nice to read these stories, about people being humans and stuff. Like someone that was so heroic in one stance could be.
Like, look what he just did.
Yeah, exactly.
He literally murdered a guy just to be with a woman that he lusted after.
And a guy that honored him, you know, and all that. And he, dude was lustful after his wife. They had an illegitimate child. And
it wasn't even a wife. It was just, I mean, then she became his wife later. But
yeah, she became
when
his
he
wife.
First met her, she was just somebody that he lusted after. And it points out that it wasn't like love or this type of thing. It was just straight up lust. And no, I'm so glad you point that out.
But it's,
now that
it's
came
just
to
funny because everyone talks about David and Goliath, and like that part just goes out the window.
No, true. And what the another important thing is the whole understanding of being selfless and not being selfish, and just understanding that there's something beyond you that now you don't really think about yourself as much as you think about other people.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you like, for example, with you, you said you want to be the best version of yourself for your wife. You're gonna have kids later, all these type of stuff. And it's like you have this fire that you want to live for something outside of just yourself and to please yourself, because that's not fulfilling. It might be pleasurable at the moment, but it's really not fulfilling.
So I have this thing all the time. I say, and I again, this is a very like cynical way to look at life, but like you know, like, you kind of look at civilization sometimes, and, like, we have all these really smart geniuses, whether they're in the field of mathematics or whatever they're in, whatever they could put. And, like, some become, like, lawyers that, like, go after, they're, like, ambulance chasers and stuff like that. And, like, sometimes I wonder myself, like, how much true talent, like, genius level people are we wasting people just because they want to collect a paycheck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like, how, like, many people are not actually following their, like, true passion, right?
Like, could we have progressed more as a society? Like, but then, like, on the other side of it, I think I go, civilization's basically a miracle. Like, you think about it, like, when you look back in time, like, people were probably back in the day when food was scarce and stuff during the Ice Age, like, there were probably, like, cannibals and different stuff, though, like, it was probably rough living, like, you know, like, where, oh, yeah, like, right. Food was scarce and stuff, and, like, you see all these, like, apocalyptic shows, whether it's, like, Walking Dead, and, like, you could see the true evil in people. Like, it is a miracle that we've gotten to this point where, like, you have to worry about some things, but it's not like every day you're like, this could be my last day. Well, it could, but, like, it's not to that level.
Right. But there's a different struggles now. It's like more spiritual type of struggles. Back then it was all more physical, but, you know, like, it has like, obviously, like, both were really bad, but I just really can't say which one was worse.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Probably spiritual, because it's like, When you don't have that humanity in you, it's just the detrimental and most, probably the worst thing you can have, if you ask me. If I had to choose.
We live in a world of evil and temptation.
Yeah.
And civilization is very frail.
How do you manage to kind of get your mind straight and your actions straight to not being tempted by all the evil that is going in the world, and the devil's whispers in the ear and stuff, you know,
trying to tempt you. I mean, look, you know, we're all tempted in one way or another. It could be small things, but, like, I just read a book, and basically it was talking about, like, so the concept of it was, we all have this moral line in the sand we draw. And how many people do you know that cross and go, I'm just going to do it this one time to get out of this jam I'm in or this situation I'm in? And know what? Once you cross it that one time, you will cross it every other time after that, because it's always going to be, I'm done after this. I'm done after this. I'm done after this. And
it's like playing with fire, which I always tell people.
It's the greed of human nature.
Yeah. How do you work through that?
What how do you? I work through that? Yeah. I mean, I try to, I really try to do,
because you said you're looking, I do into a number of things. Buddhism right now,
what
you said, you're looking into Buddhism right now.
I just like reading about it. I like reading about Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, whatever.
You know stories in the Bible too.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I'm always trying to watch something on history or whatnot, and just try to understand and maybe see things differently. Because, like,
for sure,
you know, like, perception's everything, and just because we interpret something one way or another doesn't mean someone's wrong, you know. It just means we don't see it the same way. But how I deal with it is obviously through working out. I feel like that puts me in a meditative state. When I'm done, I have appreciation. I try to eat clean, and that gives me appreciation because, you know, you're in better shape, you're in better health. And one thing I try to do every single night, and I basically do it, but there's sometimes I miss. The first thing I do is pray. When you pray, for me, what I do is I don't ask for anything. What I do is I thank God for everything I have. Mm. It's my family. It's my friends. It's the time I have with people. It's all of that. So then, after you're done praying, and, you know, you're not asking for anything, like, for instance, like, another thing, I thank God for all the achievements I have. And because, in my opinion, whether you believe or not, that's up to you. I believe, but I thank Him, and it isn't possible without Him, you know. Amen. And then after that, I go through my day from the time I get up to the time I fall asleep, the day I just had. And when you do that, you realize how many things went right for you that day and how little went wrong for you.
Yeah.
You do. You have 20, 30 things that went right for you.
Yeah.
And we all focus on them, one to two things that went wrong. So then after that, I'm doing this as I'm laying down, so right. I could fall asleep at any moment. So that's why I said I can't do it. Then the next step I try to do is I try to plan out my next day as closely as I can. So it's get up, work out, run, get a shower. And then when you see all these things, you have these appreciations that people in the past didn't have or now don't even have, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
There's plenty of places in the world that don't even have clean water, you know? So like
exactly.
The fact that you could get up or they don't have hot water or something like that, like there, it just, when you start analyzing everything to that depth, you grow an appreciation, in my opinion, that is like, you can be happier and kinder to people. Like even being here with you guys, like I would have never thought that someone would have me on their show and want to hear my opinion about anything. I'm very honored about that. There's more to come. Yeah. I'm very honored about that. And, you know, it's very inspiring seeing all you guys, you know, like you ask these questions and stuff like that. And who knows, maybe this helps one person, you know,
yeah, that's
and
enough.
Yeah. That one person's better than none. And exactly. Who knows what that person's capable of? You have to keep asking yourself, what are you capable of? What are you capable of to keep pushing forward?
I love that. I love that mindset is because, you know, when your actions align with what you say and like how you live your life and stuff, it makes you humble. And, you know, just like what the Bible says that, you know, the understanding, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And just the wisdom coming from God is the outlook on understanding what you couldn't have and what you actually do have, meaning you're blessed for what you have because you're looking on a broad scheme of things on what other people don't have or what the world is struggling with, and you have it right here, right in front of you without you having to do anything about it. People have to walk to get, let's say, their water. People have to go and drink a dirty water, but you have a clean water right here and you can go buy from the store as many as you want. You know, it's available, meaning we live in abundance in this country. So when you have that perspective and you have a relationship with God, things just become more appreciative, even if you don't have as much as you might want to have. You know what I mean? Like even the little things you're okay with, this doesn't mean that you're comfortable, you don't want to grow anymore, you don't want to get better, but this just gives you the peace and the joy of the moment that you actually do have everything that you need, and that comes from God and then His grace only.